Shabbat Shalom. I love the Omer. More specifically, I love the mitzvah of counting the Omer. In the Torah, in fact, in this week's parsha, we learn that the mitzvah of counting the Omer, which Omer is barley, is done from the second night of Passover until the holiday of Shavuot, so that we can give the first offerings of the Omer, of the barley offering, to bring it to the temple for the holiday of Shavuot. So, at the beginning of Passover, you get the little shoots out of the ground, and you watch for 7 weeks as it grows into a full crop, and you can harvest enough of it to bring with you to the Jerusalem, so that you can celebrate the holiday of Shavuot. And that explains often why during the Omer we have a more somber time period. There are often less parties, there are fewer weddings. And that is because barley as a crop is apparently it's not such a strong crop. It's very susceptible to disease, to weather, to things like that. And you need it. It's a staple. So those 7 weeks, as you watch these sprouts nourish and grow into a full crop, would have been a very tense time, so you would have been very anxious and worried about it. So the party comes at the end when it finally grows, but that's the counting of the Omer. Except it's also a time in which we count leaving Egypt and working our way up to Shavuot, 7 times 7. 7 Shabbats, the seventh. It's a Shabbat of Shabbats, a chance to not only celebrate our physical liberation, but finally our true spiritual liberation by the giving of the Torah. So these 49 days are a somber time because we are patiently walking ever upward, incrementally, day by day, until we get to the top of Mount Sinai and we can receive the Torah. Except that it is also about a terrible time period in which Bar Kokhba, paired with Rabbi Akiva, led a revolt against the Roman Empire to take back Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. Rabbi Akiva said that Bar Kokhba was the Messiah returned to lead us back to a united Israel. And we were decimated, destroyed. We lost every battle. We say 12,000 of Rabbi Akiva's students alone were killed during just this time. So we mourn the loss of those Jewish souls who fought so bravely for a return to a Jewish homeland. Except that it's also a time in which we mourn the loss of the temple. Because the entire 49 days we're getting ready that we could bring this barley crop to the temple to celebrate Shavuot, and then at the end, we can't actually go to the temple because it's been destroyed for 2,000 years. So we mourn the loss of that temple. 4 separate explanations, and I didn't bring them all because I think you want to have lunch sometime today. And that is why I love the mitzvah of counting the Omer. We take something so fundamentally simple as counting. From almost the earliest age, we can do it. And we imbue it with all of this meaning. Each meaning, each layer comes from another generation, living through this counting, adding their own personal experience of depth and import to this mitzvah. And each day when we add a number, we're pulling all of these strains together. Even though they kind of contradict, they don't really make sense together. At the very least, they're not narratives that you would normally pair together. Agriculture, the giving of the Torah, the death of soldiers, the loss of the temple. But our job as Jews, what this trains us to do, is interact in real life. Because in our real life, in our own interactions that matter, we're always pulling together multiple storylines that don't fit. When we talk to our siblings, we're talking to the person one of the people we feel closest to in the world and the person who annoys us the most. And we remember every time they stole the last cookie. And we also remember every time they were there when we had our heart broken. At the same time, we remember all of these things. The counting of the Omer is training us for real life, because real meaning comes when we hold these multiple stories together at the same time, in the same moment, in the same number, even though they don't necessarily go together. So today, starting last night, is the 18th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 4 days. And I hope each night, as we build towards Shavuot, as we move from Pesach to Shavuot, as we watch the crops of the world grow, as we mourn the loss of all the Jews throughout time who've suffered during this time period, I hope each of us will think of ways we can accept the disparate narratives of our lives, pull them together, and learn from them as a whole. Shabbat Shalom.